MNN Sports, I'm Jason Dinesen. The Twins lost to the Guardians last night 5-2, falling further behind in the wild card race. The game was tied at 2 after 8 innings, but Cleveland scored 3 runs in the top of the ninth. The loss drops Minnesota to 9 games under 500, 5.5 games behind Cleveland for the final wild card spot in the American League, and 6 games behind the White Sox in the AL Central, with 15 games left in the regular season. Golden Gopher football hosts Mississippi State this afternoon. It's the first time since 1959 that an SEC team is coming to Minneapolis. Defensive end Anthony Smith says there's some Big Ten pride on the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's Big Ten. I mean, Big Ten SEC. I mean, these are two powerhouses. I mean, those are the powerhouses of college football. So, again, I'm excited to play. I'm just excited to play them, yeah.
Kickoff is at 2:38 this afternoon at Huntington Bank Stadium. The Vikings and Packers open the regular season tomorrow in Minneapolis. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell says veteran safety Harrison Smith missed practice yesterday as a day to rest, but will play in tomorrow's game.
He's in great shape. You know, well, he's definitely going to be up for the game, and we don't, you know, let Flo and those guys kind of work through what that role looks like, but give him all the credit. Came in great shape, and whatever workouts he was doing, he was ready to transition to football and didn't miss a beat this week, so we'll look forward to having him out there on Sunday.
Smith recently signed a contract to play with Minnesota for a 15th season. Kickoff at U.S. Bank Stadium is 3:25 tomorrow. Minnesota United is at St. Louis City FC tonight in MLS action. Golden Gopher volleyball swept Miami of Florida last night in straight sets. The St. Paul Saints lost to Syracuse last night 10-4. I'm Jason Dinesen. This is MNN.